We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Welcome back to The Instigator, because PD said, Marty, you got to bring us back after the break. Apparently, I'm being bullied over here, and they say, here's your chance, your opportunity to come back, and also because it's 11:30, and on every Friday at 11:30, we have my friend, my coworker, somebody that I like to call when I'm in need of support, and right now I'm in need of support. So let's bring him on, Darren Dreger. You got to come to my defense here, Dregs, and score these boys.
Terrible open.
Yeah, it was a little sketchy. Did you write that, or is that just off the cuff?
Yeah, believe it or not, he wrote it in English.
And he has to translate back into French, though, before he opens his mouth.
How are you today, Darren?
I'm doing well. How's Riv? I hear he's grouchy.
Do you know what's amazing?
You know what? I'd have a really good comeback, but I've got Twizzler in my teeth right now. That you guys go ahead and talk it out.
Riv just put back about 7 Twizzlers at the break. And then it was 6, actually. It was 6. Hey, so we had a bit of a debate to start the show, or earlier on in the show, and it was about Montreal Canadiens. And it was, are they in a position for a panic move? Riv suggested firing the general manager.
Well, I mean, it's certainly possible. I think highly unlikely. The Molson Group that owns the Montreal Canadiens still seem to be, very connected and supportive of Marc Bergevin. But it's always tricky when you're looking at general managers. Of course, they can be fired in season. There's no law against that. And the counter argument to saying, well, you know what, maybe wait until the end of the season, see how things go. Well, when is a good time, right? I mean, if you wait, then clearly, you have to allow Marc Bergevin to continue to do his work right up to the February 26th trade deadline. And then after that, you've got the end of the season. Now you're, preparing for the draft, and there's never a good time to do it. So I doubt very much that it's going to happen, in the sense that I got when I started kind of digging around that a week or so ago, was that it wasn't going to happen. But, as long as the team continues to struggle, I think that you have to look at every possibility.
How do you take that, Riv?
I like it.
That's all he has to say about it.
That's all I got.
What do you have on the TSN trade rumors? I saw the list. Quite the list.
Yeah. Well, I assume Frank Cervelli put it out, because we put these trade bait lists out almost on a monthly basis, 12 months of the year. And players often joke about it because their name, shows up on the list. And I haven't seen it yet. I don't know who's at the top of the list, but I'm going to assume Vander Kane of the Buffalo Sabres is on the list, and be surprised if he's not near the top of the list with Matt Duchene and others. But, it's speculative at this point. And as you guys know, not much happens on that trade front at this stage of the season, even though you can build a pretty good argument for why the Montreal Canadiens need to do something. The New York Rangers win a game, but, are they out of the muck? So there's a few teams that could probably use that injection. But, in terms of impact players who are truly available, there's not that many.
Well, where's James Neal at right now? Because his name's on the list.
Yeah, and he's interesting to me. But, according to a source in Vegas, they have not been approached yet by any team with interest. But that's just a matter of time. I think that's a formality. And then they're going to have to make a decision as to what's the best interest of the Vegas Golden Knights moving forward. I mean, he's a pending unrestricted free agent. They're in a position now where they obviously can't deal him. They're winning hockey games, and they're way ahead of where most of us projected that they would be. But see where you're at, again, around Christmas, and then creeping up to February 26th, the deadline. And, why wouldn't there be a team out there that would be willing to pay a decent return, I would say, even though he'd be a rental player. And then if he liked his time in Vegas, he could certainly go back there as an unrestricted free agent. So we'll see how it works out. But there's no one really connected at this stage.
Well, what about Shipachev right now? I mean, this is maybe the most likely player to be moved from Vegas, but at $4.5 million, and not just on a one-year deal and a two-year deal, how many takers could there be out there for a guy that's only played 3 NHL games and is already on the outs with Vegas?
Yeah, I don't think there can be too many. You know, there was a lot of teams that were interested in him as an unrestricted free agent, but, you know, Vegas stepped up and, you know, gave him the contract and with it big money, and that's going to scare everybody away. You know, that's just the harsh reality of it. And, yeah, I mean, I guess that there might be a team that can use that cap hit, if you will, and might be intrigued, you know, in the fact that he's only played a couple of games. So what have we truly seen from Shipachev? But, you know, these guys don't really surprise, right? At 30 years old, it's not like he just sprung onto the pro market. You know, he's been available for, you know, a number of years, obviously from the Continental Hockey League, and no other NHL team, you know, seemed to be the right fit for him or had considerable interest. So I think for George McPhee, this one's a tough sell. I you know, there was a rumor probably a couple, 3 weeks ago that, you know, Shipachev wanted to go back to the KHL, and his agent, Peter Svoboda, vehemently denied that. But now there may not be much of a choice for him.
So you talked about Evander Kane, our boy here in Buffalo, is having a great season. Bob McKenzie came out the other day and tweeted out that Evander Kane most likely will be traded by season's end. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, you know, he's in that grouping of James Neal. It's contract year for Evander Kane. Knock on wood, you know, he's been healthy out of the gate. And, you know, he's playing the way that he can play when he's at the top of his game. He's a big body. He can skate. And he's producing. You know, the tricky part for the Buffalo Sabres is obvious. You know, this is a team that is clearly trying to turn the corner. And who's stepping up to push him out of the spot or, you know, more importantly, fill that void if you make the deal? The great thing for Jason Botterill is, you know, he's going to get more of a return now than he would have, you know, in the offseason or up until the trade deadline last year. You know, the question is, when do you pull the trigger? And, you know, maybe sooner than later makes more sense because then you're dealing with more than just a rental player, you know, for the late part of the regular season and the playoffs for a team who's in that win-now mode. And that's the type of team that will express the interest for sure.
Let me ask you this, Drags, and if I gave you a trade scenario, and I really want your honest opinion on this. So we all know Evander Kane is having a good year, like Rivs just mentioned. What if there was interest in Vegas for Evander Kane, and you could say, we'll take Shipachev off your books, but you have to give us a guy like Shea Theodore and maybe a high draft pick, a first or second rounder. Would that be the kind of returns you could get for Evander Kane, or is that too much?
Well, it sounds like a lot, and you know, man, if you can make a deal like that work and make it happen, then you absolutely have to consider it. I don't know that Vegas is a great example, other than, of course, they're trying to unload Shipachev. But, you know, the Golden Knights are a team that, even though they're doing very, very well, you know, they have to continue to build that foundation, and that foundation is built on players like Shea Theodore. I'd be surprised if McPhee doesn't do something to his roster to make room for Shea Theodore ASAP. You know, this kid should be playing in the National Hockey League. Everybody knows that, you know, including George McPhee. He's a valuable piece. I can't imagine McPhee would want to move him or a top draft pick because of what I just said, you know, the building of the foundation. But that type of concept, that type of package does make some sense for sure.
Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, joining us here on the Instigators, as he always does, Friday at 11:30. You think we're talking trades and, trade bait, and I'm wondering about Duchesne. He has 8 points in 9 games. Do you think maybe Colorado might hang on to him, or is he definitely going to be gone too?
Well, you know, up until recently, I would have said he's definitely gone. And look, there have been some pretty sweet deals. At least that's what I'm told that Joe Sakic should have embraced and made that move. But, you know, there are general managers out there now who think that maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Sakic is taking his time here and trying to convince the player, Matt Duchesne, to hang in there because of how valuable he is to the Colorado Avalanche and the fact that, you know, they're enjoying some surprising success. But for me, when I look at Colorado, I don't see it. Maybe you guys look at them differently. I think they're going to be a bad team moving forward. I don't think they're going to have much of a run this year at all. And the team that we saw last year near the bottom of the National Hockey League, I think that's the direction they're headed. So the trade of Matt Duchesne still makes more sense than not for me.
Do you have a top five power ranking that you could probably fire off the top of your head?
In terms of teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question. You know, I had the Los Angeles Kings at or near the top, but I think I'd flip-flop. I'd go Tampa Bay number one. I still like Los Angeles, though. So Los Angeles would be likely number two. The Toronto Maple Leafs have had to consume some humble pie here recently, but they'd be in my top five. So that's three teams. And then beyond that, I don't know. Are you guys believers in Vegas?
I top put them up. They're number one on my list, Darren.
Yeah, wow.
What about St. Louis?
I mean, they gotta be just, yeah, St. Louis would be in there, too. So, I mean, you know, there's five right off the top of my head. I hesitate on Vegas, but if you're doing a power ranking top five in the moment, you know, it's hard to exclude them from that top five based on what they've accomplished.
Yeah,
the St. Louis Blues are pushing hard right now, too.
Dreg's list is like mine. It starts Toronto, LA, Tampa, LA, Toronto. Then I have Ottawa and Vegas. But I think that, you know, I feel pretty good about my list because Dreg's just listed my top three teams right away.
I think you
should
feel good about that, too, because you found a way to make this about you again.
I know,
and that's
exactly.
It's just what you do.
I know I'm right, and I have to support guys like Dreg.
You know
Dreg,
what he didn't say, Darren? He didn't say that Rivs and I both have the same top three.
No, you don't.
Rivs has
his top. Vegas as one.
I have my top three, and he also said St. Louis.
Yeah.
So
what about Pittsburgh?
Hey, nice. Hey, can I give a shout out before this segment ends?
Yes.
I don't know who tweeted the split screen of Mari Baran and the cat with the eyes the other day, but Petey, I know you retweeted it. So whoever created that caption and that picture deserves a shout out. That was tremendous stuff. It's freakish, Marty, I'm not gonna lie.
That's my Halloween costume, Dregs. My Halloween costume is that.
So I'll tell you exactly who.
Paint some whiskers on your face.
We have a regular listener who tweets the show. His name is Anthony Mancini, and he came up with that. He's a regular listener, and you know, we actually had a few tweets, but that one just was unbelievable. That's why it got the reaction that I sent out there too, with all the ha-has.
Well, I mean, the similarities are spooky. I mean, you know, Marty's got a small cat-like face. You know, the eyes there. He's got a pointy nose, and
he's
like
gentle.
I said, paint some whiskers on Marty, and he's good to go.
And Marty's gentle.
Listen, Greg, before you go any further, I want to read you something. You need to stop picking on Marty. We're preaching no bullying, and you guys are bullying him. Bad role models.
Yeah.
That's what we got today already. So you need to calm down on Marty.
We're going to forward that to you, Darren, because you two are now on the Marty Buron beatdown boat.
All right. Well, that's fine.
All right. Well, that pretty much does it for this week. Let me ask you this. Well, we're ending on a sour note. What's going on in Arizona?
That one's a surprise to me. I don't know what you guys think. I didn't think they were going to set the world on fire. I just felt like, you know, with Rick Tocchet coming in there from clearly a winning culture in Pittsburgh and, you know, how good a teaching coach he is, I thought that young group would embrace it and they'd be real strong right out of the gate. That hasn't been the case. But, I mean, you look at the bright spots of that team. You guys, I know, paid some attention to Clayton Keller. I mean, this kid's the real deal. And, you know, if he doesn't win the Calder, he's got to be, you know, certainly a top candidate for it. He has been tremendous. So I think that they're a lot better than what their record is right now.
He's a friend of the show too, eh, Craig?
Yeah.
Yep. We had him on
we
draft day.
We had him
day.
Off the day before he was drafted.
Yeah, day of the draft.
Day of the draft,
day
that's
of
right.
The draft was on a Friday, and we were down at 716 doing the show. And
good kid.
Good kid.
Yeah.
Really good kid. And
really
I'll be,
good kid.
Like,
looks like he's 12 years old, though.
He does.
Yeah, he does look. But you know what? Jeff Skinner looked like he was 12 for like the first 5 years in the NHL, and then now all of a sudden he's got a scar here or there, and he's starting to look more like an NHL player.
Darren Dreger, you are the TSN hockey analyst. We appreciate your time, the insider, coming on the show on Friday. We'll talk to you next Friday. Have a good weekend.
Okay, guys, thank you.